things we want to make more clear. We work on that. We figure out if there's backdrops to order. If we make them, we used to paint them all, but now we do them with computer printouts. Also happening at the same time, the musical guest's equipment is being loaded in. We go on camera at roughly 1 o'clock and rehearse the music. We do it many times. Then we do promos, a few quick little promos. After the promos, we rehearse. Sometimes sketches are being changed, they're being rewritten, but they decide what we can do at the time. We don't have the set for it, but we just show the director how much size he has to work in so he doesn't shoot off. Let's say we finish around 9, 10, 11, that area. Overnight comes the night crew, a kind of throwback to the live days at NBC. It's a crew that starts around 5 o'clock and works all night in the building. They work on Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, also two sets I designed for Fallon's Tonight Show and Meyers' Late Night, both of which also tape at 30 Rock. Whatever has been built by that time is shipped in at night to Studio 8H, SNL's famous berth within 30 Rock, and set up by the night crew. But they don't get all of it, and it comes in not painted. It comes with no doorknobs. In the early years, since I've been there so long, and NBC had a number of different shops since then, they used to paint everything in the shop, and then they wrapped it in brown paper so it didn't get messed up, and then they sent it in. That didn't last too long. It wasn't terribly cost-effective. We get in, and you never know what's going on. Particularly in the political years, every time you turn on the TV, there's some new problem. People getting shot in the park. There's always something going on that's changing. And with this president, it changes all the time. Often there's the things in the schedule that the writers haven't worked out yet. So we work on what we can do, you know? Friday is kind of a hard day. We've gotten more scenery and we get painters. We work on Friday late. It's lucky that we get out of there by midnight. You get a little tired. That's the hardest part of it. It's a hard schedule. Friday night, the painters, they stay on late because it's the only time they can get into the studio and move the equipment to the side if they want to paint the floor. We often paint a lot of the floors. They work all night. It's a good show for painters. Lorne Michaels, SNL's producer, always has a meeting late on Friday. Not many come, just a few. The director, the head writers, a few writers. The purpose of that meeting is to see if we can actually do the show the way it's laid out in the studio. Can we get from this sketch to that sketch? There's all kinds of conflicting things. The costume department, the wig department, people have makeup issues. The meeting happens late. Usually, I don't walk out of the building until 1 or 2 o'clock. Saturday, we come back and we dress the sets. We do new sets if there's new ideas. Things have a way of changing if there's new ideas, which is okay with us. Sometimes you just get it built in the shop and it's standing up ready to ship out, and it gets cut. It's gone. It's kind of like organized confusion, which is kind of nice, actually. I kind of like it. It's like theater. We do a technical, just like we would on Broadway or any place else, a run-through of the show that has within it any technical issues. If someone gets tossed through a wall, if someone does this or that, if you get a lot of water on you, whatever it is. We come back with an audience at 7 o'clock and do a complete show. It's usually long, by 15, 20 minutes. We also at this time figure out if our assumption about how things are laid out is actually working. The makeup and costume people say, "We need more minutes, we need this, we need that." We do the dress rehearsal, we wait around. 3 or 4 pieces for sure get cut right then and there. I wait around until we know for sure what the show is. Since I live in Rhode Island, I have a longtime driver, Sam. Sam picks me up at 11:15, 11:30 at 30 Rock and drives me home. Of course, someone is always there in case there's a last-minute disaster. And that's a week. And how many sets are you doing per episode? It's hard to say. 10 or 12. 2 or 3 get cut. You've been at SNL for pretty much the entire span of the show. I got hired because Lauren saw a Broadway play of mine. He was looking for a set designer, and he saw Candide on Broadway. I'd won a Tony for it, and it was a very hot show at the moment when Saturday night began. I was living out of a sailboat in Rhode Island. They just called.